This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. 80 years now, ag producers and landowners have been reacting to farm bill programs. Over these decades, the goals expressed in each farm bill have changed. The ag policies we know today resulted from a policy shift in the 80s when more USDA programs focused on water, air, and wildlife conservation. The 90s saw even more conservation efforts in a sea of acronyms: WRP, EQIP, WIP. The Soil Conservation Service became the Natural Resources Conservation Service in 94.
Well, the NRCS gets their funding from the conservation title and the farm bill. That provides the single largest source of federal funding for land conservation.
That's Lynn Sherrod. She represents the Land Trust Alliance. The past couple decades, the conservation strategy of NRCS changed. Rather than playing a numbers game, seeing how many counties the agency could sign up, NRCS expressed more of a bang-for-the-buck mentality, focusing on maximizing environmental benefits per dollar. Government programs started paying landowners to permanently protect sensitive landscapes and to willingly deny non-ag development through a legal contract called a conservation easement. Lynn Thurlow is a soil conservationist with the NRCS at Salina. One of the easement programs he administers is the Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program.
It protects the agricultural productivity of that land by limiting the non-agricultural uses. But also, it preserves that farmland for future generations. And that's something a lot of people, as I talk to landowners, that's important to them, that they want to be able to pass that farm on to the next generation and know that it's not going to get converted to some type of non-agricultural use in the future.
Land put to various ag uses have been eligible for easements.
It can be cropland, you can have range land, you can have different types of pasture land and forest land. The eligible lands do have to have some type of prime or unique or statewide important soil that is being protected for agricultural use. Another option would be as if that land has some type of historical or archaeological resources.
Similarly, the Grasslands Reserve Program protects, restores, and enhances grassland, and the Wetlands Reserve Program protects, restores, and enhances wetlands. Under the Farm Bill that expired autumn 2012, NRCS had purchased 30-year and permanent easements on qualified land. It's anybody's guess whether that will continue in the 2013 Farm Bill. Besides the USDA, other organizations, for example, the Ranchland Trust of Kansas, have formed for the purpose of contracting with landowners these conservation easements. Stephanie Manis represents Ranchland Trust. She describes typical restrictions that landowners can put on their land.
No industrial development. There are limits on commercial development and, of course, limits on the amount of residential development. Generally, a property cannot be subdivided too many times.
Another restriction would be on oil and gas development. Conservation easements aren't for every landowner. Once rights to industrial, commercial, and residential development are extinguished, they're gone forever. But such an easement might be perfect for the farmer or rancher wishing to leave a legacy of grass or farmland that will survive intact long after that producer is gone. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about conservation easements and hear archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.